Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to get to something about Christmas. Today, they're still observing Christmas. As a matter of fact, the post office is shut down today. The banks are shut down today. County offices are closed down. Government centers are closed down today. But in observance of Christmas. So I still want to tag some information on today's show at the end of it concerning some of the things that we need to know about Christmas, because it's important that we all do. So I'll get to that in just a little bit. Just for a quick heads up, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Got a question here for you, friends. So you just heard on the mainstream media and their useful idiots driving a propaganda narrative. And again, I highlighted this from great Greg Abbott from Texas, the same thing from Ron DeSantis in Florida, and how they're being praised by the American people for taking busloads of migrants and dispersing them throughout the United States of America. How are they losing? How is this agenda to drop the borders and to infiltrate the United States of America with illegal immigrants? How are they losing if the good guys are taking those illegal immigrants and busing them into cities throughout the United States of America? It doesn't sound like they're working against each other. It sounds like they're working together to disperse illegals throughout the United States of America. What happens, Americans? What happens when there's so many foreigners in this country that you can no longer resist? See, with the importance of you actually standing up now so that doesn't become the issue. And yes, they've got a long ways to go, but the point is, friends, it's beginning to happen incrementally. And yes, this is the judgment of God upon a disobedient people. Deuteronomy 28:43, read your Bibles. How are they losing? This is brand new. Several busloads of migrants, illegals might I add, not undocumented, illegal migrants, left near Vice President Harris's residence in frigid temperatures. How is anybody rejoicing over that? How are you winning with that sort of mindset? Are you people really that ignorant to see this for what it is? They're not at war with the Biden administration, the likes of a DeSantis and the likes of Abbott and other border states governors. They're doing the biddings of Joe Biden by bringing them into the United States of America. By the way, that is a crime. That's a federal crime. If you look at federal code, friends, not only are we seeing mayors in the United States illegally allure them in on taxpayer dollars, a welfare system that is unconstitutional, in fact, read 2 Thessalonians 3:10, but we also see these governors going right along with it, again, by dispersing them into the United States of America. And has anybody been paying attention to the violent crimes being committed by these people? Not all of them, but many of them. Are you paying attention to the fact that these illegals are coming into the United States and committing heinous crimes against the American people, against innocent people? Has anybody been paying attention to the police officers that have been killed by illegals in the United States of America? The children that have been molested by these illegals? The drugs that have come into America by these illegals? Is anybody paying attention to this? Because I am. Isn't that what a patriot's supposed to do, is to uphold the law? That's the very definition, Webster's 1828. And somehow or another, this is good news for the said Republicans and those that are blindly following behind the likes of a DeSantis or an Abbott or a governor on a state line state. I mean, dispersing them into America. Somehow that's a win for them. You again, friends, the stuff that's happening and what they're promulgating and broadcasting as like a victory for the good guys, if people would just pay attention to the details, the devil is always found in the details, you would see clearly as to what this is all about. They're not at war with each other. They are pushing the same illegal agenda by bringing these people in. And let me remind you, why are they bringing these illegals into the United States of America? Because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. When are the American people going to awake to this? You know, I can sit here and talk all intellectual. I can get into a high and mighty conversation that does nothing, and it adds to none of our liberties or our freedoms that are being eroded on a daily basis, or those that are under attack on a daily basis. But somehow or another, the American people are taken with, let's talk about something new. No, let's talk about something that matters, and let's do something about it so we can preserve this great country in which we have. That's what I think, and that's what I believe is the right thing to do before God and before man and before our posterity. Wanted to show you this. This is just over the weekend, friends. I was with you on Saturday, so I had one day off. Here I am again with you to share with you brand new information. Did you see this? Dax Tara, ABC's This Week executive producer, he dies at 37 years old. Maybe he was one of those guys, I don't know, that was shoveling outside. You just heard the mainstream media's useful idiots tell you those that were suffering under the storm, so did Minnesota, and it wasn't to that degree. But they were telling you about how 47 people died, and they equated it to the storm. I bet it had nothing to do with these experimental jabs. I bet you absolutely nothing. I bet you Modest Mouse drummer Jeremiah Green, who's battling cancer, which, by the way, is a side effect of these experimental jabs, just like the 31-year-old that just died over the weekend, that sweet young man that was on the NFL. This aggressive cancer comes out of nowhere. Remember in the NFL they had to get their shots, and if they didn't, they were what? They were to be removed from the NFL. Isn't that crazy? Is anybody paying attention? What about Kevin Payne here, former executive for two MLS teams? He dies. This is brand new, folks. I only had one day off. I'm back with you today. What about this one? Stephen Benar dies at 45 years old. This was just reported yesterday. Are you paying attention, Amos 8:3? Oh, my goodness, folks. Oh, here's another one. Saving Mr. Banks actor Ronan Vibrant, dead at 58 years old. Is this insane? Or what about this one? He died at 65. The faithless singer Maxie Jazz has died. And again, folks, just over a one-day break, these are all the dead people that you know of. How many more have died that you've never heard of? Amos 8:3. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I just did an article this morning, as a matter of fact, on the CDC, and it's interesting to note that history teaches us that you can only oppress man for so long. And what we're beginning to see, friends, and because I've asked the question, and I've often wondered how long it was going to take before those who would have been pushing this pandemic were going to fall into the hands of one of their victims. And what we're starting to see now, folks, is the fact that there's becoming backlash. And this is exactly, by the way, for over the last week and a half when I did the article on Bill Gates and how he's trying to buy support from the American people, or at least give the impression that he's got the support of the American people by having 42 million followers on Facebook. And I knew it wasn't true when I first seen it because I know that he's one of the most despised and hated men on the planet. Well, he's trying to put himself in a good light right now, as if to suggest he's doing the people a favor, right? I wanted to tell you, too, out of the 42 million followers that Facebook wants you to believe that Bill Gates has, 37 people are following him. That's unprecedented, but it's very telling. Okay, he doesn't have the support of the people. He has the backlash, the anger of the people, not just in America, but on a global basis. And he knows it, and that's why he's trying to buy himself favor with the American people. But what needs to be said here, friends, is the fact that the CDC's head has now fallen to the threats of the victims of these experimental jabs. And what am I talking about? Well, if you go online, friends, it's not hard to find. Anthony Fauci is getting death threats. Not only Anthony Fauci, but the CDC head is getting death threats. And the list goes on as far as who's getting these death threats now. Why? Because, again, it goes back to you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up and defend themselves. And in P.S., they have every right in the world to defend themselves against those that are making a prey of them and their families. Okay? And I also want to tell you this, too, friends. You can rest assured that the mainstream media is useful idiots when they promulgate this information. It's sort of a warning to anybody that dares protect themselves against those that are assailing their very lives, that these agencies will stand up and target you to protect big interests. That's exactly what they're doing. But I'll tell you what, folks, their cruelties are swelling the ranks of the people on a global basis. And again, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, go to the live feed up on the top and subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You'll see that the NBC, the propaganda outlet, just reported, man pleads guilty to threatening to kill CDC head. Now keep in mind, we know that Anthony Fauci is a repeat criminal. We know that Bill Gates is calling for the depopulation on the planet by 3.6 billion people. I played the video 1,000 times for the folks over the last 3 years. We know that the WHO, he is terror-tied. We know that many of these people that are in authority are not doctors. They're not qualified, just like Bill Gates is not a qualified doctor. But yet somehow or another, he has become an absolute pro on telling people what they do need when it comes to the vaccinations. But do your best to overlook the 22% increase in wealth that he himself has made concerning his investment into vaccinations. Okay? And over the last couple of days, friends, I've also highlighted the top 10 big pharma companies that have profited in the billions across the planet over the last 3.5 years. And keep in mind, many of them were already going bankrupt. Just wanted to make clear you understood as to what you're dealing with. They're still going on with them bad selves, and they're going to keep pushing the agenda. But what's happening is people are beginning to stand up. As a matter of fact, on Saturday, I shared with my friends that 92% of the people in this country alone have said enough of all of these vaccinations. That means they've become aware of what this has been all about. And that's why they're coming in with a strong arm to begin to force compliance. Okay? On Saturday, I showed you a video of the propagandists in Canada. Just sick-minded individuals doing their jobs, they say. They all the well know what they're doing. They did a little skit. Two of their said representatives. One was the head of the health department there, and she's a foreigner to that of Canada and the Canadians. And they were talking about how this propaganda hit piece was aimed at the children, and they were playing up to Christmas, and they said, all of the good boys and good girls, we know that you're good because they've gotten their vaccinations. Well, I took the time to look at the responses. And again, the mainstream media promulgates it, but what they do oftentimes is they will shut off the comments so you cannot see what people are saying. Well, on this particular one, they didn't. In every single one that I read, their eyes were wide open as to what was going on. Leave the kids alone. You're criminals. It's a matter of time before the people get you. I mean, folks, again, ask yourself the question, were any of these said agencies or representatives, regardless if it's in federal government or state government, show me where they have a right to do the wrong thing. Show me where it tells us in our founding documents where there's a law for them to do the wrong thing. There is not one. And my goodness, folks, people in this country have every right under heaven to stand up against what's going on here. But some people are taking it to the extreme. I do want to say this, and I've said it on the radio before. One of these people that are going to fall prey to this agenda, and some of the names that I've named, the CDC, the WHO, the NIH, Anthony Fauci, and going back to Bill Gates, all the way to Donald Trump, who calls himself the father of the vaccine, and he's proud of it. And this current administration, I knew it was just a matter of time before someone was going to take it in. And I'm sure it's not over. They are going to hit the wrong person or the wrong person's family member where their whole world was that person. And they're going to realize and come to the realization what this has all been about. And this may explain to you why they're increasing their security details. But I say shame on those that are a part of those security details, if you all the well know what they're responsible for, you're an accomplice to the crime. I don't care what you say about doing your job. You ain't doing your job. You're adding strength to tyranny and giving them more time to commit the crime again on another day. And we understand more of this is coming to the light. They're already trying to set themselves for the next pandemic. And you know every 10 years, practically in this country, there's something new, friends, on a major scale. It's time to educate our young people as to what's going on. I also wanted to show you this, folks. And again, this was just over a one-day Christmas break. One day. Fans flood Leanne Rimes with support after the singer reveals health news. Oh, I bet we just don't know what's going on. And over the weekend, on Saturday, I played a video where Dolly Parton was calling everybody cowards that didn't take the shot as she was getting her experimental jab, allegedly. Take note, folks, all those said world leaders that have taken the jab, they're not taking the jab. You've got to be out of your mind. We have shown you over and over through several videos over the last 3.5 years where they have been frauds. In fact, one of them, one just popped up the other day, and it showed an individual, and they have to do it on TV, right? But the nurses and the said doctors, they're not good actors. This last one I seen was a syringe, and the plunger was already down, and you could see that what happens is when they push the needle in, they want you to believe it's going in, there's a spring which pushes it back out. But this guy, his spring didn't even go in. You could see it wasn't in anything, and his plunger was already down. And if you pay attention, folks, they don't even believe the message that they're promoting, because many of them have been busted over and over again, standing in contrast to their very unlawful orders that they give everybody else. Whitmer, Newsom, Pennsylvania governor. I mean, the list goes on, folks. People are not going to stand back and be abused. You can abuse them for so long before they say that's enough. Now, what I want to do is I want you to, if you're on social media platforms, great. If not, I will go ahead and I will just give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. And it's important, again, that I stay this topic, friends. People are dying all around us. And we're going to see more of this. There's going to become an explosion, and that explosion's already taken place. How dare anybody on radio right now overlook this? If this was your brother, your sister, if this was one of your children, if this was your dad, your mom, your uncle, your cousin, your grandpa, your grandma, your best friends, you would want the whole world knowing it was going on, right? Well, that's what we're doing here. We're showing you what is going on here. Now, what I want to do is when I come back here, I'm going to play this on social media platforms, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call, you can. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to recollect all of these actors, these politicians, and these musicians that have leveled themselves against the unvaccinated. How's that working out for them today? I want to give you a...
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The big winter storm may be over for much of the USA, but it will take most of the week for the airlines to get back to normal. Already today, airlines have canceled nearly 3,000 flights and delayed nearly 5,000 more. Southwest is the most affected airline. It scrubbed nearly half its flights nationwide today. Still snowing in western New York. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says many streets remain impassable, which made it very hard for police to find stranded drivers.
Police have literally, in a variety of different ways, provided hundreds of rescues.
25 people confirmed dead around Erie County from weather issues. More than 55 people nationwide have died. It's not even one and done for Denver Broncos coach Nathaniel Hackett. The team's fired the first-year head coach after yesterday's blowout at the hands of the L.A. Rams. Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, so I did a little due diligence over the break, and they're called retractable props. Now, before I show you this video of all the musicians and the politicians and the actors and the things that they said about you, I want you to let it ring in your ears. I really do. I want you to see, because everything they said is completely backfiring on themselves today. You know, when I bring up the quote about patience, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. This is a prime example of the definition of the word patience. We are to be patient, and I'm almost humored when I'm saying that because I'm about the most impatient human on the planet. I want to get it done yesterday. But this is one of those scenarios where the Lord just put his hands on me and said, "You need to slow your roll, son, because these people are pushing this out real quick." And it's not me. Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19. Put that up against John 10:10. So let me show you this retractable prop really quick, just so you can understand that much of these world leaders that allegedly got the experimental jabs, and it's not true, because we know Bill Gates didn't get it, nor did his kids get it. We know that the head of, I believe it was Pfizer, who said he still didn't get it. It's ridiculous. But they tried to force it on everybody else through administrative law, which undermines constitutional law. They don't have the right to do it. And yet in America, where were the attorneys, friends? Where were they? It's interesting. There's people that are still looking for help to stand up against these unconstitutional orders. Let me say this to you, friends. Resist, number one. Number two, pay attention to the fact that it's their burden, not yours, to prove that they have the lawful authority to do so, when in fact they don't, because they're not going to find it. Okay? It's just the time in America where we need to resist. And these people need to be held accountable, period. Check these retractable props out concerning when it comes to that of the said syringe.
I mean that the needle goes into the syringe. There's a tube put a spring in it. So that makes the needle pop right back up. You can put liquid into the syringe. It'll go up into the handle of the plunger.
Fake.
Doesn't hurt a bit.
Ice pick.
Fake. You see that? Fake. They're movie...
Retractable knife.
They're like movie these. Props, friends. Movie props. I just wanted to make clear. Movie props. Movies. Fake. No joke. Okay? So let's get to this list real quick. Gas the unvaccinated with a Nazi stamp on it. One of these said protesters with the mask on its face. A mask, by the way, that the manufacturers say don't work. And this came from Jamie Sale Life Coach, Capwing. And again, it's a picture of this individual saying, gas the unvaccinated. Don't forget this, friends. I mean it. Don't forget what they say. Okay? Let's just go down this list. It's another one here coming from the Mail Online. It's time to punish Britain's $5 million vaccine refuseniks. They put us all at risk of more restrictions, says Andrew Neil. So why shouldn't we curb some of their freedoms? These are ignorant people. They're useful idiots. Okay? Just going down the list as it comes up. Here's another one for you. Set Pfizer to the rain, Adele. She's a filthy soul, by the way. And one thing I learned more and more concerning Hollywood is if you're a part of that whole circuit, you know all the well as to what goes on in the inside. It's Satanism from start to finish. Okay? So for this witch, Adele, to ban unvaccinated fans from attending her up-and-coming concerts, friends, just rest assured she was doing you a favor. Period. She was doing you a favor. Comments on Eric Clapton's different views calls anti-vaxxers fruitcakes. By the way, Eric Clapton is now coming out because he is showing much remorse for taking the shot. For those that have not been paying attention to the conservatives of the day, Ben Shapiro has taken the shot. Others have taken the shot that are on his team. That they're so smart, folks. They have taken the experimental jabs to their own demise. Incredible. Let's keep going on here. The next one is Anne McElvoy. McElvoy, the unvaccinated have become a lethal liability we can ill afford. Look at how willing these people are to say, you need to be dealt with. For those that do not know the history of the Holocaust, you do realize those people were ostracized because they didn't go along. Adolf Hitler had 80 million people convinced that those Jews and gypsies, that they were... And unwanted, they were, in fact, diseased people. This is the same conversation these people are having right now on cue. Again, this is the judgment of God upon a disobedient nation. Here's another one. James Corden says those who refuse experimental jabs deserve a knuckle sandwich and should be excluded from society. Can you make up some of the mindsets of these reprobates, Romans 1:24? Absolutely not. You really can't. Here's another one. A mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she's the woman that married a woman that dresses as a man. Again, just giving you a little history on some of the mindset of these sick individuals. But Lightfoot said, to put it simply, if you've been living vaccine-free, your time is up. If you wish to live life as with ease to do the things you love, you must be vaccinated. This health order may pose an inconvenience to the unvaccinated, and in fact, it is inconvenient by design. She's telling you the truth. She just blurted the truth out in her confusion. Okay? I didn't know Lightfoot or anybody else in our representative limited government had the constitutional authority to force anything into our bodies, especially our bloodlines, to poison them. I didn't know that that was their job. Well, it isn't, Americans. It isn't. This is all the fruit of people that are tolerant and apathetic towards their posterity. Because these are the kind of people you're going to get when you act in such a fashion. George Takei says this. He's an actor, right? An actor. He fakes. The willfully unvaccinated who wind up in hospitals from COVID, they're not in hospitals from COVID, by the way. They're in hospitals because they took the experimental jabs. Ask any doctor. The willfully unvaccinated who wind up in hospitals from COVID should not receive priority medical care over other sick or injured people who are as much in urgent need of medical care. Okay. See how love and tolerant they are, friends? The world loves its own, doesn't it? Bruce Springsteen. I don't know if you're aware of this guy. And again, I'm not name-calling. I just, for the life of me, cannot figure out how to identify him other than the fact of the simple, plain meanings of words that are in our everyday language in the United States of America. He is one sick-minded reprobate. Not just because of what he says here, but the way he advocates for transgenders and homosexuals. See, folks, all of these people that are in show business, they've sold themselves out. They have bowed their knee to Satan. And they are in worship of him who wants them to believe that he gives them everything. Well, remember, if he can give you everything, he can also take everything away. And that's exactly what he does. But it's not really his to give. It's my father's. Bruce Springsteen revives Broadway show for fully vaccinated audiences only. And much of this, much of these orders have been now, they've been in reverse. They've been put in reverse over the last year. Why? Because of all of these idle threats. I can guarantee you that when old Brucey boy was talking about doing his Broadway show for the fully vaccinated only, I guarantee you that there was very few people that showed up. Just thought I'd share that with the people that aren't paying attention to the truth or the facts. Here's another one. Piers Morgan, you know who he is, right? He's a foreigner sent into America, and he's a full-fledged propagandist. He said, footballers who refuse to be jabbed should be refused treatment for injuries. After all, why should they trust doctors about treatment for broken legs and torn ligaments if they don't trust them about a life-saving vaccine? You can't make it up. You really can't make it up, folks. This is what they're saying. Here's another one. I want you to recollect this, and don't forget, the Toronto Star, simmering divide over who isn't vaccinated. Folks, do you see what they have done? This was about polarizing. This was about ostracizing. Let me say it this way. This was about targeting people that didn't go along, just like all of those that suffered under the hands of an Adolf Hitler, for the same exact reason. Just thought I'd share that with you, folks. Here's another one. Kind of surprises me a little bit. Rocker D. Snyder, I thought he was smarter than that, but he's a man dressed up as a woman, too, so I guess I stand corrected. Rocker D. Snyder to unvaccinated fans, blank you, don't have a right to infect me. This is just a darkened mind. Don Lemon said it's time to start shaming those that are not vaccinated. You remember all this? Yeah, so do I. And don't forget it. And these are the people that will push it again. Another one, Diane Francis, make the unvaccinated pay for their own health care. Well, I do. She must be living off the government system, that communist system that was implemented illegally by that of John Roberts and that of Barack Hussein Obama. A little history behind that, you know that they had to change the name four times, right? Yeah, they changed the name four times because they wanted to confuse the people about what it really was. Under Donald Trump, it was called the American Health Care Act. Started out as the Romney Care Act, right? And the guy that designed it, he's laughing at the American people every step of the way. He's mocking the American people. Again, you just, Howard Stern said, to imbecile anti-vaxxers, go blank yourself. And but yet he was granted a $300 million contract to poison the airwaves? America, come on. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Leviticus 17:11, Gina. Okay, and then 19:19, not to mix seed, and then if you take it over to John 10, you'll see why Satan comes that direction, and people have believed them. What I want to do is I want to get to more of these. I want to get to the second portion of my little Christmas message, that it's important that you understand it. When you look at Scripture, friends, oftentimes we read Scripture and then we overlook the background. And there's much history, such as Josephus, who wrote about actual events of being there, eyewitness accounts to that of the Bible, you can read around adding color to sometimes black and white understanding of Scriptures. And it kind of opens it up a little bit more. And I wanted to get to that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over just a little bit today, and I'm going to finish this video with my friends. So there is going to be an extended show here. Before I do that, I want to go ahead and take Kathy from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Kathy? Kathy, do we have you?
I just want you to... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that in the Journal Gazette, our local newspaper, the very front page from the AP said that natural vaccines are better than the natural immunity.
Ah.
So we went and called her, the lady that wrote the article up at the Journal, and wouldn't answer the phone, but so we left a lengthy message about how natural immunity tops any vaccine.
Of course.
And that this was not a vaccine, that and she needs to do her own homework. So I just thought, and then also to let you know that my father-in-law, mother-in-law, my brother-in-law all took that stupid shot and hit my brother-in-law his aorta tore, and then it ruptured on surgery.
Yep.
My father-in-law's been riddled with all kinds of cancer.
Yep.
And my mother-in-law has an aneurysm in her carotid now.
Yep. And did she have that before the last 3.5 years? Did she have that before this plandemic was sold to the people?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Yep. I thank you for your call, Kathy. I totally appreciate it. This is how we do it. People are involved with what's going on out there in a big way. I'm going to take Diana from Montana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Diana?
Hello, and Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, ma'am.
Hey, I really believe that this is just such a fear-based thing. These people are submitting because they have such a fear of man. They want to be liked, and they want to go along to get along. They fear death because they don't know our Lord. And you know what? And we are told in, I think it's Matthew 10:28, that says to fear not them who can kill the body, but fear him who can throw the body and the soul into hell.
Yep. Yeah.
And so, you know, and then these actors that are out there promoting something, and people look up to them as if they're somehow wise.
I know.
And so full of knowledge.
Yeah.
And the whole Bill Gates, you know, Dr. Gates.
Yeah.
We're
which like, he's not a doctor, by the way. He's not a doctor, nor is he a representative. Yeah. He sells in that sale. Yeah, right. Well, they believe actors, too. Do you know that
right.
Sylvester Stallone, his real name is Michael Carboni, okay? And what's interesting about him is wherever he goes, he's called Rocky, not Michael, okay? He's an actor. And it's interesting that Sylvester Stallone, now going to Rocky, shows up at the UFC matches and heavyweight championships of the world. And people want to take pictures with him more than they do the heavyweight champion of the world. Because in their minds, Sylvester Stallone is the real champion, when in fact he never jumped in a ring a day in his life to a real fight. It's insane.
Their God is that black box that they sit in front of, and they warped their mind to believe and have faith in that black box, their God, that supplies them with all the information. And the only place that I ever find peace and truth is it's between the pages of my King James Bible. And there is never a time where I don't open this supernatural book and can't find the answers that the Lord has got in store.
They're all there.
Those that they dare call themselves Christians, they refuse to look to that book in the words of wisdom and knowledge contained therein, and they allow themselves to just be a patsy for the next thing to come along.
That's right.
And it's nauseating to watch these cowards, because Revelation 21:8 says, list the fearful as going into that lake first.
Amen.
And imagine the screams and torments from that.
Yeah.
People are living their lives in fear, and they will spend eternity in everlasting torment. And I pray the Lord will, in his mercy, would open their eyes, the scales would fall, their ears would actually hear the truth. This country would repent on their faces and get before the Lord, because there is no election going to save us. There's no white man in the white hat coming to save you. There's only one way to stop this judgment. And those who refuse to do it are the first ones out there to complain and believe that they know all the answers.
Yep, I totally agree. Thank you, Diana, for the sake of time. I've got 3 minutes left. I totally agree. I totally agree. I was thinking of Romans 1:28, where it tells us, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, unable to discern. Okay? To do those things which are not convenient. Let's keep going on here. Here's Rod Stewart, folks. Rod Stewart slammed those who have chosen not to take the experimental jabs, calling them killers. Now, I want you to understand that Rod Stewart has recently lost both of his brothers, as well as his little 11-year-old boy, had a cardiac arrest. Okay, and he's calling you killers because you're not following the wide and the broad way. Okay, and that's what he's doing, and that's what he's done. Here's another one. Interesting enough, too, friends, that those that mock, put that up against Galatians 6:7, those that haven't taken the shot, many of those people have suffered their own curse. Jamie Sale, life coach, mocking anti-vaxxers' death is ghoulish. Okay, she died after mocking those that didn't take the jab. Piers Morgan, again, people who refuse to get jabbed but whine about lockdowns really are a special breed of stupid, selfish expletive. Okay, again, that guy has no credibility. He doesn't. He's a propagandist. He has no business being over here trying to. They took him from the UK, friends, and brought him over to America. Okay, that system of government that he's been under, he wants to spread the disease and the poison here. Well, we're not going to drink it in there, brother, from another mother. Dean Blundell, here's another one. Dean Blundell, looks like we got a couple of Jesus COVID QAnon related deaths. Homecoming to celebrate, kids. He's a sick joker. He truly is a sick joker. They mock people dying, and yet they're the ones dying. The CTV News, APP, Canada's most trusted news, anytime, anywhere. Jail time, be denied health care, no penalty. They're taking a web poll. They actually took a poll. Should those who remain unvaccinated face penalties, jail time, be denied health care, no penalty? And, of course, this was at the offset of the pandemic. They didn't give it any time to see the fruit of what it was that they were going to be a part of. Sean, T at RCP, repulsive. If you're not vaccinated and other people need an ICU bed, we should unplug you. These are the tolerant ones. These are the loving ones. These are the merciful ones, friends. Throw you in the family station wagon and wish you luck. I'd even throw in the ivermectin for free, mocking the effectiveness of that medicine. Wow. TheStar.com reported the unvaccinated cherish their freedom to harm others. How can we ever forgive them? This whole narrative is all bought and paid for. Pay attention to the fact that Bill Gates and a lot of these monopolies, which need to be broken up, they're illegal. He's buying up much of the media outlet resources. They're controlled under six outlets under one, the CIA control. We have the FBI and the CIA and the false fact checkers censoring free speech. They're trying to shut down independent news media. We shared that with you last week. These are the same people. They're giving way to those that are doing the killing, okay? This is another one. Going on to the next one. Kiss Gene Simmons to anti-vaxxers, unvaccinated. He said that you are the enemy. Gene Simmons of Kiss said you're the enemy if you did not get your shot. I'm going to keep going on here. Who do I have on the other side? Hello? Just keep me going. Just shut the comrades down when it's over, and I'm just going to keep going. Guys, I'm going to hang with you until I'm done here, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Okay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.